The mayor's new gun bill, introduced Monday night, would make possession of a gun a felony and impose a mandatory one-year jail sentence. Currently, six city councilmen sit on the fence of the controversial legislation. I'm Dominique Maria Benessi, and I ask how a law-abiding citizen in Baltimore gets an illegal gun. Councilwoman Mary Pat Clark is one of those on the fence. Even though the guns are illegal, Baltimore is a tough city, and her constituents tell her they're scared.
I believe carrying unregistered guns to protect themselves.
But she says police officers are supposed to be protecting the streets.
They shouldn't be carrying guns to protect themselves in Baltimore City. We should be doing the protection.
Laura Dugan, a professor of criminology and criminal justice at the University of Maryland, points out that if you want a gun in your home, you need a permit. And even then, having it at home for protection is one thing. But carrying it around the city, even if it's concealed, is already illegal. She says one reason why someone wouldn't have a permit for their gun is
because they know that they would not pass the background check.
Under current law, carrying an illegal gun in Baltimore is a misdemeanor. It's a slap on the wrists. So how do these illegal guns get into Baltimore? Chad Fox is the owner of Fox's Firearms in Columbia. He says buying a gun legally and registering it can be difficult for someone who has a criminal record. But the means of obtaining an illegal gun are fairly easy. One way of obtaining an illegal gun is
you go across state lines, buy a firearm, and bring it back.
Others have illegal guns shipped to them in the mail. And the third option is to buy illegal guns online.
So I can go onto a place called armslist.com, list a shotgun for sale under Maryland. Somebody emails me, we meet in a Walmart parking lot. They give me the money, I give them the gun, and away we go.
While Fox says the vast majority of gun sales on armslist.com are legitimate, some sales have no record, no registration, and no permits. Fox said he would like to see a solution to these options for obtaining illegal guns.
We need to figure out something as a group. We need to come together and meet in the middle to figure out a way to keep guns out of the hands of criminals.
The internet and gun show loopholes allow illegal and legal guns to be brought into Baltimore via the I-95 corridor from southern gun liberal states like Georgia, Tennessee, and South Carolina to northern gun conservative states like New York, Connecticut, and Massachusetts. Just last year, Baltimore police broke up a Tennessee gun cartel that was trafficking 30 illegal guns into Baltimore a week. Guns that were likely used to put Baltimore's homicide rate back where it was in the 1980s at the height of the drug war. I'm Dominique Maria Benessi for 88.1 WYPR.